And this is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number 395-1450. And with us in the studio, we have Kathy Blackburn. And good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Who's the young man with the shillelagh?
You with the shillelagh. We have Glenn Behan, who is with the Curra Irish Pub and also from the St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee. And he is also a native Irishman.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Well, all right. Let's talk about the parade.
Absolutely. We are very excited that it is the 10th anniversary of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and that's hard to believe. It seems like
it
those
is.
10 years have flown by. But this was an initiative that was really started with Al McGeehan, I believe, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Al came and said, you know, I know we're Dutch here, and I know there are a lot of Dutchmen in the area, but McGeehan, that's pretty Irish,
yeah.
And that was in collaboration with the Curra Irish Pub when it came downtown, and he said, you know, I think it's time to start celebrating a wee bit of the Irish, and let's put together a parade. So it started 10 years ago, and it has grown pretty much every year, a little weather dependent on how many people are out there, but I have to say, it's pretty amazing every year to see the thousands of people who are downtown Holland for this great parade.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago was our biggest one when we had 80 degrees. I don't think we're going to get that this year.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I got a little sunburned that particular year, but I'll take the 80 degrees if it'll come by Saturday.
Yes.
But so it has been just really fun to celebrate the Irish culture for the day, talk about St. Patrick and partner with Community Action House and help them stock their pantries with food. And so it's been a really great community effort.
Okay. Now, how does Community Action House benefit from this?
Well, we wanted to push a food drive on the parade and try to facilitate their pantry and stock it up after a long winter. We thought that the St. Patrick's Day Parade would be a good reason and a good way to do that.
Right.
And part of it is because of back in Ireland, there was the potato blight. And so there were a lot of people at that time that were in need of food. And it's a really good history lesson. It's a tie-in for why we do this with St. Patrick's Day. It helps educate children as well as adults about what took place when the potato blight happened, and then it gives us an opportunity to honor that in a sense by helping the people here who are in need of food as well.
I think that brought a lot of people over here from Ireland, the potato blight.
Yeah, correct.
Right?
Yep. Probably somewhere around 9 million people emigrated from Ireland in 5 years that the blight happened. I'm not sure exactly how many landed on American shores, but definitely it was
quite a few,
huge percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had this sign up, no Irish need apply.
Right. I'm glad they don't have that anymore.
Yeah,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
How did they start using green as a color?
Well, Ireland has always been known as the Emerald Isle. So
yeah.
It's pretty green over there, and that's to do with all the rain and the temperature that we have over there. So green is a predominant color of Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's where that came from.
Well, and the flag is green and orange and white.
Correct. Green, white, and orange.
Green, white, and orange in that order, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So if people are going to want to share the pride of the Irish, those are some great colors to be able to wear on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. All right. What can we see look forward to seeing in the parade?
It really depends on weather. some people are going to bring some floats along as the weather is good. We'll see. We have a lot of people come along dressed in green, waving flags. We have people dress their dogs in green and walk down the street with their dogs. We have a new addition, seeing as though it is our 10th anniversary. We have a big surprise. We may have some walking shamrocks.
Really?
Yep. Some of them will probably be around 6 foot tall.
Oh, really?
So 6 foot tall walking shamrocks. So that's a surprise for this year.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And you haven't seen these before, so you're going to want to make sure to come out and see it. I think we're very fortunate with downtown Holland that we have the snow melt right there. So no matter what the weather is like, which right now, last I saw, was supposed to be about 36 and sunny. So hopefully that's where it stays or the temperature goes up and it continues to forecast sunny for Saturday. But you can do anything. That's the really great thing about the St. Patrick's Day Parade is that if you have never been in a parade before and you've always thought this might be a really fun thing to do, you can come on down on Saturday and you can be in the parade yourself, or you can simply come on down and watch the parade. And because of the snow melt, you won't be standing in snow. You'll have nice dry sidewalks to stand on and the street as well for 8th Street. So you can whatever you're going to bring on down 8th Street will not be in snow either. So you'll be able to enjoy the parade.
Where's the parade going to start?
Parade starts at the Civic Center in the parking lot. Okay. That's where we line up, and then we'll head from there the wrong way up 8th Street on the one way up, and then finish at College Avenue, right on the corner of 8th and College.
Yeah, this is the one parade that goes backwards up 8th Street. So we stage in the farmers market area, and Alan Martins will be there to help people get in line. We have had several people who have submitted parade applications, although it is not required. It's encouraged if you're going to come on out and join us on Saturday, if you're able to go to the website, which is... I'm going to let Glenn... I didn't write it down, Glenn.
It is... downtownholland.org.
Yes, downtownholland.org. So if you go there, you can pull up a parade application. We should say that the parade starts at noon sharp. So staging is going to take place in that area beginning at 11:15. And you want to just show up down at the Civic Center, Alan will put you in the lineup, and so it's kind of a nice mix. If we have several floats, they won't all be together, and then you'll be able to come down. And as Glenn said, you know, some people bring their dogs, they dress up their dogs. Some people are there with their kids. We have some faithful folks who have been there, I think, every single year because they celebrate a birthday on St. Patrick's Day. So this is their tradition that they come down and they have like a pickup truck full of kids in the back, and they're all dressed as leprechauns or in green and white and orange or whatever they want to do, and they're able to have a really fun time being in the parade.
Also, our official St. Patrick that walks at the front of the parade is it's his birthday on St. Patrick's Day as well, so that's a nice little add-on. R.T. Williams is our official St. Patrick. He'll dress in full St. Patrick outfit and looks the part.
And he received a decree from the city of Holland that actually named him the official St. Patrick's for Holland.
Good.
So it is really fun. I believe our town crier who participates at Tulip Time is also going to be in the parade. Al McGeehan will be in the parade, who helped initiate it, as well as Kurt Dykstra, our mayor, will be part of the parade as well. He is typically always our grand marshal or whoever is mayor at the time.
That's correct. Yep.
So it's a fun day for people to come out and enjoy. One of the other unique things about this parade is that people are allowed to hand things out. So they can hand out, green beads and Irish tattoos and candy and lots of fun stuff. There'll be people that may be handing out Irish flags. We've done that in the past. Some balloons and a variety of things. So it's really fun for the kids because they are able to walk away. I know my kids love it because they can walk away with some candy and some fun things in their hands. And it's just been a really fun event for them.
Glenn, do you go back to Ireland occasionally?
The last time I was home was 2 years ago in June.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not occasion, once in a while.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get home again at some stage. Yeah.
You know, you got relatives over there?
I do. Actually, my parents are arriving in from Ireland in June this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a new addition to our family this year, so they're coming to see
him. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's our bundle of joy. He's 11 months old. His name is Ryan, and he's got red hair.
So he does.
He's really Irish.
He's Glenn's own little Irishman here, and he's adorable. If anybody's been in the Curragh and has seen Ryan, he's a just adorable little boy.
I haven't heard anything about the Irish beating up on the Irish over there in a long time. Do they still do that, the Catholics and the Protestants?
They're pretty friendly at the moment, for the most part. Hopefully they can keep that going for a long time.
Yeah.
There is issues, like in every country, but yeah, it's the worst part is over.
But Ireland has so much going for it. Companies move over there,
right? Actually, Ireland is on the rise right now. We over the last 5-6 years there was a recession. We're on the upside of that now. They've got themselves out of the recession. They're the first country in Europe to actually come out of the recession with the bailouts from the European Union and the banks, and they've paid off most of what they got loaned to help them out there. So they are on the rise, which is pretty nice. Like I said, they're still, like every country, there's issues, but they're working hard to get through those issues.
Yeah. But they have such a nice history behind them. Maybe not always a happy history, but there is a lot of history behind them, and a lot of people from America go over to... They make it a stop on their tours.
Absolutely,
wherever
yeah.
they go.
Actually, the tourism industry in Ireland is the largest industry.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say probably 60-80% is from America that go over to find our heritage.
Often we hear about the Irish pubs. Is that something that every town has? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Every town in the world has an Irish pub. it's something that I think it's to do with the friendliness of the Irish people. And when you go into an Irish pub, that's what you expect. There's a word that they use called crack. It's an Irish word, and it means to have fun. And most Irish pubs around the world will try to enforce that as part of their who they are and what they are.
Yeah,
it's one thing that we try to do at the Cur, that's for sure. So we try to have the crack. It's just an atmosphere that is created by the decor of the restaurant, the pub, the people that come in, the music that's played, the smell of the food. It's just an all-round emotion.
People might not have been there. What kind of music do we play there? Music, obviously.
Absolutely. We play a lot of Irish music at the pub. It's coming up on St. Patrick's weekend. We have quite a few. I think we have 5 or 6 Irish bands. Starting right after the parade on Saturday at 12:30, we have a band called Moxie Strings, who are absolutely fantastic. They're an upbeat couple of girls and a guy, and they play non-stop upbeat Irish music, and it's a good way to get started with Irish music on the parade day. And then later on in the evening, we have a couple of more bands coming in to play.
There are some instruments that are unique to Irish bands. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. The Bowron is probably the most unique of them all. It's a small hand drum that they use. The Irish fiddle would be the other one. And then there's a couple of others. They're the two most popular for Irish bands.
And that makes a special sound.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep, yep.
None other like it.
It can make they can go two ways. They can make it really upbeat, or they can slow right down play like a slower set with it.
Now, we always grew up with some of the Irish songs, and are those songs still popular in Ireland?
They would be with the traditional bands, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of those bands would play in the tourist areas of Ireland for the tourists coming over to, they want to hear the Irish music while they're.
Is there such a thing as rock and roll Irish?
Absolutely. You've ever heard of U2?
Oh, yeah.
They're a small band from Dublin, Ireland.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty terrific.
It is. And Glenn mentions the bands. Not only will they have live music all day after the parade into well into the evening, right?
Correct, yep.
But New Holland Brewing will as well. And so we should mention the sponsors. We couldn't put this parade on because it is just a shoestring budget that we work with and a group of volunteers who help put this together each and every year. And Chemical Bank has been our presenting sponsor now for the second year in
really?
A row. So that's really great that they are on board. As well as they host, they sponsor the 5K run, which takes place on Thursday evening, I believe it is. So check that out if you are a 5K runner. It's really helped turn this weekend into a full weekend of all kinds of celebrations in addition to the parade. Some of the other sponsors include Landscape Design, Modern Beverage, Mervine Beverage, Hilliard Lions, the Curra Irish Pub, New Holland Brewing, Shindigs. So some of those are the sponsors that help make the parade possible and help bring it to the people of Holland. So it just is the beginning. The 5K starts earlier, which we don't work with, but Chemical Bank does. And then move on into Saturday. And again, if you are interested in being a part of the parade, you can. So get your thinking caps on and think about what kind of fun Irish sort of thing you could put together for mm-hmm. yourself. And even if you just wear the green and white and orange and or put a shamrock on your cheek with green paint or whatever it might be, anything's allowed in this parade, which is really fun.
Well, usually some of the stores have the Irish garb, too, that people can buy.
They do, yeah, absolutely. You can head to any of the local stores and you can find some St. Patrick's Day things. Of course, we always take advantage of all the holidays in our local stores, so you can find some fun stuff to wear there as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, 395-1450 is our number, by the way, if you have any questions about that parade, and it's going to be on us real quick, so...
It is. Saturday, this coming Saturday,
yeah.
And we should talk about that a minute. You know, St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th, but the parade has been now for probably 6 or 7 years. We've done it on a Saturday. So it's the Saturday right before St. Patrick's Day, so that people are able to really get out and enjoy the day. We tried to do it in the first couple of years on the evening of St. Patrick's Day, just to keep it on the actual day, and we didn't get quite as much of a turnout from individuals as we do when we do it on a Saturday. So we want to make it as accessible as possible for everybody to get down there and enjoy it, and it gives an opportunity for more people to be involved in it as well.
Okay, I'm going to take a moment out here for some weather, and the weather is brought to you today by our good friends at, let's see where our good friends are. Our good friends at the Wooden Shoe Restaurant, now featuring the Eggs Oscar Benedict. Yeah, well, here's the weather, and we do have a winter weather advisory for Allegan County until 3 o'clock this afternoon, but I don't think it'll last that long. It'll be over a little earlier than that. And the snow should be ending, by the way. Light snow in the morning, followed by afternoon clearing. Slowly falling temperatures from the upper 20s, and this is where it really bites you. 1 below tomorrow. Yeah. No, the low is 1, actually. 1. That's. I don't know if you can tell the difference between 1 below and 1. All right. More sun than clouds tomorrow with a high of 28, and for Friday, more clouds than sun with a high of 42. And currently, I don't have that Saturday. Let's see if we can look that up here. And get a 7-day outlook. We can find it here. Well, I just had it. There we go. Okay. Saturday. We are looking at 35 degrees. That's not too bad. I guess we can manage that, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Right now it's 27, so it's close.
It's close to that.
All right. A lot of authors have come from Ireland, and I guess the most recent I'm thinking of, and I read a couple of his books, Frank McCourt.
Yes.
And wrote some very good books.
He has a few good books, yeah.
And he became a teacher in this country.
Yep, that's correct.
And early death, as I recall.
It's a couple of years ago he passed away.
Yeah. We'll miss him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Any others that you can think of offhand that came
from? Oh, there's many. Oscar Wilde.
Oh, yes.
William Butler Yeats. Roddy Dial is another author from Dublin that's still around at the moment. He's wrote some pretty big books that they've turned into big movies over the last probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, there are.
So many of them.
There are.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a small little country, you know, of around 3 million people, has produced so many talented authors and musicians, and it's just a fantastic
and made such
something
an
to be proud about. Yeah, they have
the
made an impression around the world, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
That's a good question. I'm not sure anybody could actually answer it.
It must, the country as a whole must support creativity and people trying to go after their dreams and so forth. So,
yeah, and it's gone back probably 200 years, and I think it might be to do with the fact that Ireland has been repressed for many, many years, and it's just a way to break away from that repression by telling stories or playing music. That's probably the best answer for the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't always fight over there.
No. Well, they always had somebody to fight against.
Yeah.
Either themselves or somebody else.
Yeah. You know?
So, it's funny for such a beautiful small country that it's had so much history like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, and
it's worth fighting for.
Yes.
That's the reason why I think there's been so much fight.
Now, Ireland's kind of divided up into different provinces, or?
Yeah, there's four provinces in Ireland, Ulster, Munster, Leinster, and Connacht.
Okay.
And then within each of those provinces is the 32 counties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't ask me to name all 32 counties. Really.
Most people are very, those people that come from there are very proud of the county that they came from.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's the same as here, you know, the state that you come from.
Yeah.
Most people are pretty proud. It's very similar.
But I have never said that I come from Allegan County. And
right.
Well, it would be on the level of state rather than county. Because the province doesn't really, it's not quite the same as the state level. There's no ruling in the province. The ruling comes from the county.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'd be like saying state. You know, you're proud to come from Michigan.
Well, this parade ought to be a good turnout, we hope.
We hope so. We hope that the weather won't keep people away. We have had very cold parades before, and we've still had a really great turnout, which is a lot of fun. We want to let people know again that they are able to participate. The parade will start lining up at 11:15 at the Civic Center between Pine and I'm missing it. And Maple, between Pine and Maple, where the farmers market typically is in the summertime. And again, you can either bring a vehicle down that you've decorated. You can just decorate your dog or your kids or yourself and come on down and be a part of it. You can pull something. You can, again, drive something. So there are very few rules, which is part of what makes this parade really fun. In addition, you can hand things out. A lot of businesses find that this is a really nice way to say thank you to the community and by handing some things out as well along the route. There's no cost to participate. We should throw that out there. Some of our participants do make donations to Community Action House to help with stocking that pantry. But there are just a whole lot of people who volunteer their time. A couple of the sponsors that I neglected to mention earlier are Macatawa Bank and the Principal Shopping District are also in-kind sponsors for this parade. And as well as we want to say thank you to Tulip Time because they are allowing us to use their sound system for downtown. So you will be able to hear Irish music the entire length of the parade. I'll be down there doing some announcing. It's kind of hard to announce the parade from one location when everybody's hearing it downtown. Yeah. So I'll be tossing out some fun Irish facts and some things like that and some fun things to look for. So like the shamrocks and the new shamrocks that we have coming around. It's just a fun day. It's a really fun day to be a part of it.
If they bring food down for the Community Action House, where do they deposit that?
There will be a couple of places. There's a bin at the Curragh Irish Pub, and there's a bin over at New Holland Brewing Company. Both of the banks, if you can't come down on Saturday, both of the chemical bank location in Holland have bins as well to drop off, and I believe Community Action House will have a truck driving along in the parade that you can hand them the canned goods and put it onto the truck.
And if you can't make it, as Glenn said, you can go to any of these locations to drop the food off ahead of time, or head on down to Community Action House and you can give it to them anytime all year long and help the needy in our community, which is great, and we're so happy to be able to help to contribute to that and help those who are in need in our own community, and that's just a really nice way to give back as well with having fun and giving back at the same time.
Okay, are you having any kind of little special thing at the Curragh?
Food, yeah, we haven't really talked about food.
We haven't talked about food. Yeah, every year we do. This is our 10th year as well, so we're celebrating an anniversary too. We do put a tent up over the patio area of our restaurant, and to make it a little bit more accessible for more people. It isn't our usual normal
menu.
We have a smaller menu to make sure everybody gets food, but all the special items are on there. The corned beef and cabbage is the big one, and fish and chips is also a big item that's on there. We have many other Irish foods like the shepherd's pie, the cottage pie, and so on. All the items that you would expect to be on our menu for St. Patrick's Day are on there.
What is the most commonly mistaken food that people think is Irish that's not?
I would say the Reuben sandwich. It does have corned beef, Thousand Island, and sauerkraut on it. And I believe that's a sandwich that was created in New York and not actually in Ireland. So it was created by the Irish people, I'm sure, with some Polish people with the sauerkraut. And it's delicious, but it's not an actual Irish sandwich.
And it's normally on your menu.
It is on our menu, and it's one of our biggest sellers on the menu. Yeah. It's a delicious sandwich.
Well, most people like that sauerkraut.
Yeah,
I have to say Reubens are one of my favorite things too. They are very rich, so I don't eat them all that often, but that is one of my favorite sandwiches as well. And I think it's interesting how, as the Irish came over here to New York, then they started to create some of their own dishes as well to make it their American version of Irish food and put it together.
And what time does the parade start?
The parade starts at noon, downtown. Okay. And so you're going to want to, if you're going to come down to watch, you're going to want to position yourself somewhere between Pine and Columbia.
Yeah.
Because that's where, or well, actually more like Central. It'll stop at Central, right where the Kerr Irish Pub and New Holland Brewing are. And so position yourself anywhere downtown. There will be cars parked in the streets, so we do ask people that bring children down to be extra careful. And if you are coming downtown, know that we close the street only for the time frame of the parade, which lasts about a half an hour altogether. So you're going to want to be on time to be able to see it. But watch your kids, and if you do come downtown to park to do some shopping, know that you're not going to get out for just a short time frame during the parade. But again, you have the opportunity to watch during the snow. I watched with no snow at your feet and be on the snow melt. You can grab a nice cup of coffee. You can enjoy and then head to one of the local restaurants for lunch afterwards.
And dress warm.
Dress warm. And then continue to celebrate
dress
with
the
music.
Dress warm, too.
Right.
Yep.
You're going to be down there any time at all because the cold does kind of creep in on you.
It does. So we encourage everybody to come on down and either watch or participate. And again, it's the 10th anniversary, which is really, really fun.
Okay, and looks like we're out of time. We want to thank you both for being our guests here this morning on our Talk of the Town program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.